Session number 8320.
Mr. Bill Davies, Reel 8. Could you continue your account of your excursions in India?
Yes, the one Sunday morning we went to a place called Taxila, which is a buried city and had been excavated by the archaeologists, and they found all kinds of information about the way people lived in the old days. And it had been a very big place and had been on the line of the invaders of India from, I don't know where they'd come from, and all the buildings were fallen down and left a lot of rubble, and the archaeologists had cleared the rubble, and there you could walk right around this place. We had a very good Sunday. And then we went to Delhi. Oh, we finished at Kamalpur then, and went to Delhi. And
were you now commissioned officers?
No. I was left in charge of the train, so I didn't get round Delhi very much. I wasn't very particular. And all the lads, they went round the Red Fort and things like that, and into a lot of the mosques and things of that nature. Anyway, that came on all right. Then went down to Doolally, and that was quite a big station. And then we stopped for an evening meal somewhere, and then we went to the Taj Mahal in little gharries. A party of four or five of us, and I don't think we paid them as much as we should have done that night. And we saw the Taj Mahal in the moonlight, which was a thing to be done, and it was very, very interesting, very nice. Then went on to Bombay, and then straight away we got a boat from what's it called? Mahia? No. The Hung Mo, it was. It was a Chinese boat. And they made me ship's adjutant.
What did that involve?
Well, just a case of nominal roles and any discipline or anything like that. A Bobby's job, really. We've got nothing for it. Only dodged a parade or two. And then
were you actually an officer now, then?
No, not yet. Not far off. And then we got up to Ports. Oh, the Hung Mo was only a small ship. There were little cabins, one for each of us. And they directed these little cabins for us, and it caused the ship to have a bit of a list. And later on in the year, I read about it having been lost with 900 lives. Lost, it had capsized in the China Seas, and there were no survivors. And anyway, we got up to as far as Port Suez, and Port Said had about a week there, and it was Easter time then, and Easter Sunday morning, all the churches were ringing the bells. I remember that we did a bit of surf bathing in the sea near the De Lesseps Monument, and then we got another boat called the Mahia, a New Zealand shore traveling Albion boat. You know all about these ships, don't you? The Mahia, and it was shore travel. It was built at Dublin. And Who built it? Harland and Wolff? No, Harland and Wolff's Liverpool, isn't it? All the people in Ireland. Never mind. They were bringing lamb and mutton and so on to England, and fresh apples. They're absolutely beautiful apples. So we were well looked after. Then finally we came up to Malta and Gibraltar, and then up to Tilbury. Nice passage all the way. Poor boys was quite close against us. And we landed at Tilbury. I think some of us got on our knees there. And then went to Victoria Station, or somewhere near there. And then we marched up the Mall with bayonets fixed, with their rifles. And there was never a smarter lot ever went up the Mall as we went. We were perfect, all 60 hours. People stopped to see us, and they'd seen lots of soldiers before, and they never saw any like us. We'd been trained to pieces, you know, trained to death, and we were proud. And we're all young enough to. And we stayed in an hotel just opposite Buckingham Palace. We could see Buckingham Palace out of the bedroom windows. And the next thing was off to, we had to go in quarantine for 3 weeks at Parkhurst Prison in the Isle of Wight, and we stayed there about a fortnight, and then time came. We saw quite a lot of the Isle of Wight. We borrowed push bikes and so on, and had sore bottoms in consequence. We'd got army bikes to ride, and they were very stiff. And we went round the island pretty well, and I decided I'd have my honeymoon there, and we did. We had 3 weeks there, and we left Bombay on the 1st of April, and we got home to England May, 17th of May, I think it was. Not sure.
What were you going to do now you got back to England? What were the army's plans for you?
Nothing. Just to be demobbed.
Did they commission you before they demobbed you?
No. The commissioners on the last day we were there. And I've got my commission there. I'll have a look at it after.
Did you want to be demobbed?
Oh, they didn't want us. No. Nobody. They didn't keep any of us. They just gave us an overcoat and how much? £5, I think. That's all.
Did you feel you'd learnt a lot from your army experience when you were demobbed? Did you feel as if the whole war experience had been worth anything to you?
No, it's just been a waste from my point of view. I regretted that they didn't keep us on. I remember talking to a girl who was on the Mahia. She said, "And what are you going to do?" I said, well, I leaned against the gunwale of the ship, and I said, "Well, really, I don't know." I said, "I don't want to go into accountancy again. So what I shall be, I don't know." So it was all in the air. And finally, Buckingham Palace, Parkhurst, Isle of Wight. Then we went to Crewe, Fraser Heath. We got there the following day. And finally to Edgeley. One Wednesday afternoon in May, when Mother opened the door, she said, "Hello, you've come at last." That's all she said. She'd She'd held the shop for us boys, you see. Herbert was wounded in it and then went to New Zealand. Freddie died, he was the runner, he died. Bob didn't want the shop, and I went back to accountancy for about 6 months. My wife was a weaver. She was earning more than I was when I was at Charlesworth's, the accountants. And then I got up to, I got £5 a week then. Then we decided that I should have the shop, and I carried on with that. And that was shop number one. And then I finished off with 6 altogether. And my son, he had 2. That's Alan and Irene. They did 21 years. I did from 1919 until I was 65. Then I retired and I helped them sometimes. So that was it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Davies.